Would you say you are a cat person or a dog person, or neither?
Can I say both?
Sure.
I mean, I'm an animal person. I really like animals. I currently have a cat, but I also have owned a dog, and I like both.
I'm a cat person just because I like that they can take care of themselves. Is that wrong? Yeah. Is that a horrible thing to say?
Look, no.
No, that's not a horrible thing to say, but it does give a little insight into what it might be like to be in a relationship with you. A new survey by the dating website Match.com examined the dating behaviors of Canadians based on the type of pet they preferred. Because let's face it, Match.com isn't spending their time or resources finding a cure for the broken heart. So let's just enjoy the results of their fun little study. According to the over 1,000 singles surveyed on Match.com, if you're a cat lover, you're probably going to be more frugal when it comes to spending on a first date. Apparently, kitty lovers don't love to open the kitty, shelling out a mere $5 to $20. Yet dog owners spend an average of $40 to $50 on a first date.
That is not true. I own a cat, and that is really insulting.
Huh, actually, I have been known to. I'm pretty much the girl who likes to do the free first date.
You are!
I do. I think it's really great to actually have to do something. And it's kind of like when people make their own presents for Christmas and holidays and stuff. I was like, on a first date, I'm kind of like, let's actually see if we like hanging out with each other and not have things that we would have to buy to help us like each other more,
yeah.
Like a movie or, you know, so I'm very much like, let's go grab a coffee and go for a walk in the park and have to communicate with each other. So I'm a free date kind of first date kind of person. So maybe this study is a little bit right, even though it's Match.com.
Oh my God, I stand corrected.
It seems that the dog lovers aren't only free with their money on the first date. 55% of canine owners were also likely to have a one-night stand.
Spend more to get more. Just saying. Just saying. Coming full circle here.
Yeah. I have never had a one-night stand, so I don't know.
Well, I suppose that makes sense since you are a cat person. In fact, cat lovers were more likely to play hard to get, with 34% waiting for the other person to make contact after the first date. But the real surprise in these findings is that the Canadians who don't have pets do have cold, cold hearts. Petless people were the least likely to believe that soulmates and true love actually exist. So can it be that your preference for a cat or dog could actually affect your dating life?
Well, it does if you're allergic to cats. I mean, you're not going to be coming over to my house anytime soon.
You don't think a guy shows up at your house and sees a cat and goes, "Oh, she's only going to spend $5 to $20.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, gosh, she's so cheap."
Well, now they will.
And now, yeah, and she's not going to have a one-night stand with me.
I'm not spending that $50. I have a dog. Yeah. Screw it. She's got a cat. This is not going to work out.
Personally, I believe that cats and dogs can get along, and so can their owners. Just so long as everyone has good manners and shares the toys. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.